Hey everyone, this is Misguided Misinformed. They try to fuck me up again, but I succeeded in not having this get all fucked up this time.
You did a countdown and then didn't press it.
Pretty much,
you're
yeah.
Cheater.
I knew you guys were gonna fuck around. So we have you probably didn't hear that, but Tim's in the background, but I'll introduce him in an actual second. We have Steven.
Munching on a sandwich,
Steven. We have Chris.
Heyo.
Yeah.
Not munching on a sandwich because I'm too fast of an eater.
Tim's in the kitchen with Dinah.
He belongs.
With what?
It's
oh, yeah, where he belongs is what he said. I missed it. And I'm your shitty host because I can't think of something. Josh.
I mean, that sounds like every other introduction you have is I'm a shitty host.
Yeah, but I just can't think of anything. So even worse. I think I have.
Fantastic host. Go fuck yourself.
I think you said it once.
Yeah, I think last week I said something nice.
There we go. See. And now it's back to the shittiness.
I'll just move around. It's fine. We'll figure it out. I guess maybe it's not really a joke. I just don't know what to say, and it feels awkward to be.
Maybe that should be the only part of this as a scripted is your introduction.
Maybe I should figure it out.
Yeah. I'm your crazy host, Josh.
Yeah. So I don't even know what to talk about right now. I mean, me and Tim watched The Predator yesterday. It's okay.
It's a Predator movie?
No.
It's not.
Predator parody.
Kind of, yeah. It's like
scary movie.
No, actually, I don't think it tends to be parody, but it feels like one.
Yeah, it's
cartoony.
It is. Yeah, it's kind of silly. It's like, hey, let's just throw in a lot of like funny, like let's try to be funny and reference the older movies.
Not what I was expecting at all.
But like, not even in like a good way. And like, really, like ham-handed. Like, hey, let's just throw in like a fucking really obvious reference right here. Like, none of it seemed particularly.
My favorite Predator movie was Aliens vs. Predator.
That, according to this, seems to like it might have been canon. Yeah.
No, I think Aliens vs. Predator is canon. Aliens vs. Predator is like the only one that like makes like a decent backstory. I mean, Prometheus does a good job with backstory.
Listen, I was talking to Steven about this earlier, and it's like, no, the aliens and the predators should just not have been explained. They should have just been weird aliens. The xenomorphs and the predators shouldn't have been explained.
Yeah.
They should have just been something out there. And if you're going to explain anything, like, do bare minimum. I was saying, like, with the xenomorphs, it should have just been like, oh, shit, some alien race was trying to create some super weapon. And
that's why they made the xenomorphs.
And it just got out of hand. You know? And it's like, that's it. That's all you need. You know? Maybe some crazy alien that looks similar to, like.
But that continuity's gone, too, now, because of Alien Cuntavant.
Yeah.
Cuntavant? Yeah.
Well, I
want to. You want to?
I do.
Okay, then I'm not going to say what
I'm
going to
say. No. I don't care about spoilers. I subscribe to Josh's theory on spoilers. And I have not seen it yet, and it is my own goddamn fault.
Yeah, Alien.
So if you're gonna talk about it, you're gonna talk about
Alien
it.
Alien Covenant is pretty fucking old at this point. If you haven't seen it,
it's a year.
It's old enough that it's like.
Yeah, we definitely passed the time that we were given.
So,
sorry about that, listeners. Tim was pouring water.
Alright, now I'm done pouring water.
Yeah.
I'm here to sit at the table and eat.
So basically, the android character. Created,
David, was it?
Yeah,
David.
Created the xenomorphs himself.
Oh, what?
With embryos by.
Oh,
is
all Jesus
and all
about?
Alien.
But wasn't David created by whatever their space was?
Whalen.
Yeah.
Dr. Whalen Utani?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, he's one of those, like, androids.
Okay.
I think he knew Whalen personally. I don't remember.
Yes,
he was
in
like
the beginning
person.
Of Alien.
Yeah.
Didn't they call them synthetics?
Yeah,
there.
That's it. Whatever. Androids.
But then, Prometheus doesn't make sense.
Hmm?
It's Prometheus because the aliens, the xenomorphs, were present at Prometheus. And
no, they
Prometheus
weren't. They weren't. Those aren't xenomorphs.
Those
were
called xenomorphs.
He uses that technology to create
the actual. Like, oh, because they know, like, okay, yeah, they mess, like, they're a little bit different in the middle, but at the end, it's like it looks like a full xenomorph.
No, it's still like, weird.
Like white though, right?
Oh yeah.
No, it was weird. No. It wasn't white. It was completely like different. It was it similar with like it had like a weird cone head, but it was still different enough that it was like that's not a xenomorph.
There was weird white alien species in Covenant, but then at the end there was an actual xenomorph.
Mm. Basically, they're like, here, let's explain the xenomorphs and how they became a thing, and it's like, why? Like, why would you ever do that?
But I
Alien
like,
1 did it better. They just found them.
Yeah. I do like Alien vs. Predator, though. Yeah. The fact that, like, Predators are put on the, like, they go through the trial.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To, like, and they have to fight the Xenomorphs.
Yeah, but, like, basically, in the Alien, the Alien universe, none of that's canon now.
No. Oh, well, in the Predator universe, it is.
Apparently, in the Predator universe, that's canon.
Yeah.
Or the Predators have some time travel technology.
They're like Cable.
And went back in the past and, like, brought the Xenomorphs into the past with them. Because that's the only explanation that's possible at this point.
Unless David went back in time.
Or, yeah, someone needs time travel technology to go back because...
And David could have back
then. The Xenomorphs apparently existed before, like, super far in the future.
Even in Predator 2, there was a Xenomorph skull in the wall.
Yeah, there was in the alien ship or in the Predator.
So it's a question of are they a connected universe, or are they two universes that just have similar species?
Well, in Alien's mind, they probably have, they're two separate. And in
Predator's
mind, they're like best buds.
Yeah.
It's a connected
universe. Yeah, it's just weird. I don't know.
It's like, they're like, yeah, we want to bring you in. Yeah, we don't want to join you.
Just so much stuff. Even like the beginning of The Predator, like I was like, you could have cut like a good like 30 seconds off the beginning of this movie and it would have been better.
Mm-hmm. I was like, 30 seconds isn't going to make much of a difference.
To me it would have made like a big difference.
Mm-hmm. By the end you're like, you could have added some time to this. Like, oh my god, it was so rushed at the end. Mm-hmm. Like everything was like bam, 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 bam. You know,
And like, I just hated that they're just like, yeah, we want to explain this and this and this and this and this and this and this. And it's like,
super crazy.
It's like,
I had a coffee. I brought a coffee in with me because I was falling asleep before I got in there. I'm glad I had that coffee. It's the only way I could have kept up with what the fuck was happening. I was like, what?
I remember the one time I went to
that. Yeah, I gotta admit, normally, sorry, I'll get back to it, but yeah, normally with plots, I can usually follow it. Like, I was actually, for the most part, I was able to follow what the fuck that architect guy in The Matrix was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Well, some people have no fucking clue. It's I'm always surprised by that.
That's
but
the point of it, though.
Yeah. But, like, I was like, yeah, I get it. Okay. And then this movie, I'm like, sorry, like, what is the purpose of all this? Like, sometimes it's way too obvious what was going on. And sometimes the motives of the characters are like, I don't get it. None of that doesn't really make sense.
What I was going to say was the last time I went to a movie, like, super tired, it was Return of the King.
Ooh.
And, like, yeah, so that ending, I was like, yeah, the battle's over, we're near the end of the movie, and it's like 45 minutes
never
later.
Ends.
Yeah, I was like
running into the room.
I was like, I'm so tired, I just want to sleep. And then, I just couldn't fall asleep because of the movie. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna move soon. The movie's almost over, and then it was like, there's one ending, and then there's another ending, and then was there eight? There's eight.
There's a lot. That's all I know.
Yeah. It's there's like, oh yeah, Fade to Black. And I'm like, yes. And
basically,
no.
The entire, like, Lord of the Rings series have pretty much, like, forgotten. I don't care. I don't really care for them. They're too fucking long.
Awesome. I love the Lord of the Rings.
Everyone, I don't know. I'm just weird, I guess. I should. You know what the problem is? I don't like hobbits. And, like,
They're really cool.
They're so.
They're not the best part of that movie, any of those movies.
No, but they're like...
I really like Pippin and Merry.
For the most part, they're like...
Comedic relief.
Okay, they're not that bad.
Heroic. Is it Merry? I was like, I want to go in there and fight. Okay, well, one of them is like...
I think... Well, one of them actually fought a little better than the other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because one of the ones was like, I'll be your steward or something.
Mm-hmm. That okay, so then that's the one that saved Gondor. Yeah. And he didn't really do much. He killed one orc.
He sang a song.
Okay, and then he sang a song.
But no, fuck that.
The other one suited up and went to the battle.
Actually, no.
See,
you know the thing is, Merry and Pippin, I don't mind them. Frodo and
Salted Pork.
Sam ends up being like pretty badass by the end too.
Sam's still super annoying.
Yeah, he's annoying.
Yeah, but he's still badass. He took on Shelob.
I can't carry it for you, but I can carry you.
Exactly. It's just annoying. It's like,
he doesn't like romances. He's
yeah.
not, he's,
no, no. See, I like the one true bromance. Okay.
What's the one true bromance?
Turk and JD.
Okay. That's one. That's one
broke.
That's true. The bromance is really
good, but
it's not viral. No.
Pretty sure
they're
swingers, too.
I'm pretty sure the term bromance even originated because of Turk and JD.
Mm.
From what I've heard.
I cannot confirm.
It's Bert and Ernie, man.
Yeah, well,
Bert and Ernie's the original bromance.
That's not a bromance. That's just a straight up romance.
When we started as kids,
I was
they were not labeled.
Are they actually like?
I think they are
now. That's cool.
I mean, bananas and pajamas.
Are brothers.
Yeah, I was assumed we're brothers. I don't know if it actually says it.
They
have
Thomas
matching,
the Tank Engine and Hobbins the
Boys.
Yes, boys.
I mean, they look alike.
George Carlin is the
B1 and B2.
George Carlin was the best conductor.
Exactly.
Guys, could you imagine if your parents were that lazy? You're like, oh, you're human one and you're human two. It's
yeah,
like, we can't even fucking take the time to name
one
you.
Thing two.
Yeah, they B1 and B2, the pajamas.
Yeah,
yeah. They're just like, yeah, or
yeah.
You're, no, it's like, you're H1, your brother's H2, we can't fucking come up with a name, so fuck you.
Did you guys ever see Kids Rock, or Kid Rocks?
I don't know
it
what.
It was like a...
It sounds familiar.
There's like a three-person band, they wore like glitter, colored wigs,
uh-huh.
And like, there was like red, blue, and green or whatever. Not even primary colors, God. They went with green. But there's like three of them. And I remember they're on TV and they're also like I remember seeing them at like the Heritage Theater.
Really?
Like downtown Brampton.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
I've
never heard of them.
It's like I would say like
it's definitely a Canadian thing.
I would say like
it's probably a Toronto thing.
There's an age gap thing here, but I'm like
it's not that much.
You're only 1 year older than me.
I would have been like 7 when I saw it, but yeah.
It sounds familiar, but I'm not sure.
I don't know. It's just
it
was like because I thought of it because of Doug. I love Doug and the Beats.
Awesome.
Doug and the Beats.
I thought we were talking about Doug like the show.
Doug. No, Doug. Yeah,
yeah
but they have the Beats are like the band that everyone loves.
Oh, in Doug.
In Doug.
I can't remember. I saw the movie ages ago.
Oh, no. You know what I always remember? YTV. I mean, this is super Canadian, but though we have a lot of Canadian, well, I think we have Canadian listeners, so that's fine.
Even
was
in Canada, we have YTV.
Well, we still do, though I don't watch it anymore.
Yeah.
Hmm?
I don't even know who the VJ is anymore on there.
Do they even have them anymore?
Phil.
I just remember they had,
Phil hasn't been there in so long.
They had, the PJs, and there was, like, PJ Katie's Farm and all this bullshit.
Yo, don't even talk shit about that. PJ's Katie's Farm! PJ's Katie's Farm!
Do you remember that? It was, like...
I remember!
It was, like, a fucking adult woman playing with, like, little toys.
Plasticine!
Yeah, it was,
Plasticine animals, and she did voices for them.
It was... And there wasn't there, like, some stupid... I remember there was some stupid gum thing, like, robot, made of, like...
That was
like,
Snot. Or Snit.
Yeah, Snit, I think it was.
Yeah.
It just made of, like, look like gum.
What?
Yeah,
it was
and then
purple,
he
came, wasn't it?
He was purple, and then he came back on the Saturday portion of YTV with a different girl, and he was there again. They used him again.
That,
I don't remember her name was
Sugar
Stephanie.
Spy.
Stephanie. I
remember she came at one point.
Sugar was there.
She was kind of annoying.
Carlos.
Carlos was alright.
And he was there for a fucking long time. He's finally working for Entertainment Tonight.
But there's one guy who's
a fashion designer.
There's
which
a
is Phil.
Meteorologist for
CP24
or something.
Oh, isn't that Wink Yahoo?
I know one of the guys does like news for like CMT, the country music channel.
Really?
Yeah.
These guys
are
having major careers.
They made it, guys.
Yeah.
You know the guy that
says... known for their news reporting.
Yeah.
On country music.
You remember the brown guy that we were talking about? Does the Just for Laughs, and he's all sweaty and stuff?
Yeah.
He was also a VJ for YTV for a while.
You know the worst part?
The
Sean.
Yeah, the guy from Newfoundland.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
all
he,
I know...
He did like a whole bunch of stuff. He does stuff for CBC now.
Oh. See, I can't ever remember that guy's name. Sean Majumdar.
Yeah, yeah.
But every time I think of that guy, I think of Backstage with Pinder. He's like the sweaty Indian guy.
Yeah.
And he's like... Purposely, well, it's like one of the Just for Laughs skits every time the host.
I thought it was YTV thing. I was like, no.
And like the hosts would.
Harlan Williams. Him and Harlan Williams are so funny together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Harlan Williams?
Yeah.
Okay. He fed the horse all that candy and killed it.
Rocket Man.
Make your teeth go pop, pop, poppy, pop. This horse is a diabetic.
Oh, I've seen that thing.
Yeah,
that
was a funny movie. Yeah. Oh, no, but the Pinder thing was always just too funny because it's like. I mean, obviously the comedians were in on it, but like. It's like the joke was just he always made them super uncomfortable, and the guy was like beyond sweaty.
I could relate very much to that.
Yeah.
Oh, it was.
Dude, I get pretty fucking sweaty.
Oh, I'm a sweaty, sweaty dude.
Yeah.
It was only like 30 this morning when we went out.
Oh.
And as soon as I walked outside, I was just drenched.
Oh.
They're like, what happened? It's like, I that's just who I am.
Oh, I've at work because it's been like, fuck, so hot and like, no. I'm like, I'm upstairs
some
in a school with like no AC and all the, and like the way the school is too, like the sun is just beating down on this one part the whole time.
The drunk flying.
Yeah.
All day. So it's like, when you're upstairs, you're just dying. I'm like taking a shower and sweat. I had to come home on Friday. I was like, yeah, I got to take a shower. Because if I don't, I'm going to like die.
The only thing I'm happy about is that I don't shower I don't sweat when I sleep.
Oh, that's
it would have been a really awkward statement if I said I don't shower when I sleep. And that's like that's pretty much everybody.
Pretty normal, I guess. I slept in the shower. That's a funny ass story.
There's a lot of people who slept in showers. Was yours by choice or was it just happening?
By alcohol.
There you go. Well, that's a choice, right?
It was a choice in the beginning.
The
choice wasn't exactly to sleep in the shower, but
nope.
It was.
I don't
a choice.
Sweat a shit ton when I sleep. I do sweat a bit, though.
I don't, yeah. Well, I think mine has to do with the fact that, like, I know that I sweat, so I sleep in the basement first off, so it's cooler, and then I put a fan on myself. So, but I haven't had that problem with the sweaty, like some people, like, change their sheets every...
Oh, yeah.
Like, every day, because they're just drenched with sweat.
Oh, no.
All hardly.
No, I need, you know what I need to get? I need to get those sheets with, it's expensive, and I don't actually want to buy it. But I always feel like I want... One of those people where I need a blanket on me.
Yeah, I feel that, me too.
So they have these new fucking...
Weighted blankets?
Not even weighted blankets. It's like one with like airflow that goes through it.
Oh.
And you attach like a...
My friend has one of those.
Are they nice?
They're heavy.
Yeah. Well, I heard it was like with a weighted blanket, it either is like super calming for you or like it's super stressful because you're like in a panic, I can't move and like all that kind of stuff. And I've seen them for like $200 and I'm like, $200 is a lot to spend on
a blanket.
Well, even to find out whether I'm going to panic with it on me or if I'm going to rest nicely.
Maybe you can return it or something.
I mean, I don't think so because you sleep with it.
It depends. Like, it depends on where.
It's like underwear. You can't return underwear once you buy it.
It depends where you get it.
Yeah, because if it's Casper mattresses, you can return it after 30 days.
Yeah, that's
the way. Do they have weighted blankets?
No. Oh. I'm just saying.
I was like,
it's a mattress.
Mattresses.
Yeah, no.
You put covers on. I don't think you're supposed to put a cover on the blankets.
No, it'd be a sheet between you and the blanket normally.
Normally.
My thing was though that blanket was it has almost like an AC unit attached to it and it pumps air through it.
Oh, that's nice.
So it cools you off. So the blanket is never like warms up. It'll always be cool. But like so that's not bad for like summertime. But then and you can do heat too. But it's like is it really worth it?
Because
it's gonna cost. Like a fair bit of money.
Yeah, how much
is gonna break?
I don't know. It's gonna like we're probably talking. If a weighted blank is like $200, it's probably at least that.
Yeah, that's true. I remember the reason I fucking want to weight a blanket. My grandma used to put a bunch of blankets on and then tuck them in really tight, and that was like the most, oh my god, the best sleep of my life.
So you would love that.
I think I would love it.
No, no, I don't need, I don't want, a weighted blanket I think would drive me nuts.
Yeah?
Because I need, like, to be able to move
when I sleep. It would be hard to get up in the morning. Like, imagine days where you don't, you know that when you have those days you don't want to get up?
Oh my god, forget it.
You mean every day?
Okay.
Every day of my life?
But there are some days where it's more than other days.
Yeah.
Like, you're sick. Imagine you're sick and you don't want to get out of bed, and it's like, I have to move this blanket off of me. It's just so much effort.
And then you end up dying in bed because you can't. Yeah, no body strength. He's like,
oh. Which is why I think they only make it 20 pounds.
Yeah, probably.
20? Oh, no, see that.
That's pretty good. I like that.
20 pounds of like extra? No, it's like.
I'm kidding, Darren. I love you.
Darren, even listen to this?
I don't know.
When he said that, I was like, Darren, a dog? Like the only 20 pound thing I can think of.
Yeah.
No, Darren's,
he's a person.
Yeah, he used to be very small. He's not that small now.
Oh, yeah, I know, he used to be like a twig, man.
It was hilarious. One time he was sleeping, I had one of those chairs growing up, one of those round wicker chairs, looks like a bird nest.
He was
curled up in that thing, right? My brother Kevin was like a big dude.
We're talking about a dog, right?
Basically. You think? But no, he was like a little kid. My brother Kevin walks out like, and I saw like Darren's like flash before my eyes. I'm like, oh shit, Kevin! Don't, Kevin's the one like, and just sit right down this fucking thing. Probably destroy the wicker chair. Probably destroy Darren. I was like, no! That was fucking close.
Speaking of Kevin, after me and Steven got here today, I parked in the back, and we see this guy on his balcony on the first floor. I'm thinking, what the fuck is Kevin doing here? The guy looked exactly like Kevin. Not exactly, but he, you know how Kevin.
Close enough, but a glancing glance.
He had, like, the kind of slightly.
Glance?
A glancing glance?
Like.
Glance? Close enough, a glance?
Yeah. I'm adding too many words.
I think so.
I know what you meant. With, like, close enough, and just, like, a quick, like. Quick glance.
Glance. There we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A glancy glance.
A glancy glance.
A glancing glance.
But yeah, it was just like, you know, I'm like, what the fuck? And then it was like, oh no, that guy lives there. But it was just, you know, same hair, like, same current body shape, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The funny thing is, like, that you knew that guy lived there?
No, I didn't know he lived there. It was,
well,
I figured out when, you know, he had an Xbox controller in his hand. And
oh, on
mic.
The first level. You know,
yeah.
I know that guy.
No, I didn't know that guy. I was like, that's weird.
I see him.
Why is
time.
Kevin here? And it's like,
I thought
oh,
he
no.
was the ghost of your Xbox for a while.
He might have been.
We'll find out
he needs the power.
I will laugh if when you take that Xbox. By the way, it just starts on its own sometimes.
Oh, no, so I'm good to go this time. Let's go, motherfucker.
Are you kidding me? I don't know if there's a ghost in that Xbox.
I think it might be the...
Or if it's just fucked.
No, I was going to say, I have a different style. I was going to say, it might be the style, but mine... I keep on coming home, still, mine turns on.
What the hell?
Like, it's just...
Mine behaves very, very well.
But then I also turn it off, and it also starts making noises. Like, I turned you off! You stay off! And the light not on, like, it didn't turn on or anything. It just was like, I'm going to spin the disc for some reason.
Oh, yeah, mine used to do that, too.
That's because it's background downloading stuff.
Yeah.
Even when it's off, it's down for doing stuff.
Yeah, okay. Did you have yours like off or on sleep mode?
Off.
Like, how the fuck does it turn itself on? Impossible. Have it unplugged, turns on.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, great. So
awesome.
Power.
Yeah.
It was weird because I was like, Steven's like, are you home one time? And he texted me, are you home? I'm like, no. He's like, oh, the ghost turned your Xbox on. I was like, oh, maybe I just forgot to turn it off. He's like, no, you just logged in right now. I was like, oh, yeah, the ghost turned it on. There's been times where I woke up in the morning, walked, like, out the door, walked into my kitchen, and of course, as you guys know, but the listeners know, my Xbox is, like, the kitchen's right beside the living room. Like, I walked past it, didn't touch nothing, just walked into the kitchen, started getting, like, a drink of water or something. Oh, here's, and it was like, oh, thanks, ghost. Thanks for turning on the Xbox, that's what I was going to do.
That's a good ghost.
For the most part, it seemed to help.
Benevolent, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was never really like your Xbox turned on like weird
but
time.
You don't have that.
No, now I have a new Xbox.
There you go. I'm just gonna unplug it when I'm not here, I guess.
Kid watches.
Man, you have a demon Xbox that just plays some multiplayer games.
Like, I'm bored and lonely.
No, that's called Tim. Tim getting the achievements every.
Mm-hmm. Yep, on the Rocket League. When I eventually realized I could just have you logged in to log into my account and play online. Anyways.
Though I did, I feel like you forgot a couple weeks ago, and you just started playing on my account because all of a sudden I get Rocket League. You got
I saw, but I already got all the fucking customized parts on yours. Well, I got my like a dream car. On there,
dude. I have to be playing yours. Oh, like Tim's playing my Rocket League again. I'm like, that's weird. Whatever. And then Steven today is like, oh yeah, because I had to take a shower when I got home from work because I had to rush out the door this morning. It was like I was fucking tired. But I still had to be at work by 8 o'clock. Oh, and I was like, you know, I actually got out of bed at like 7:30. So it was like, get changed, brush my teeth, go. Like, that was it. Like, that was basically, and then I got some like Tim Hortons on the way to work. So I could actually have food.
That's not necessary.
Hmm?
Not necessary.
Yeah, I'm diabetic. I need food.
I can't argue that.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I'll be.
There was no way I was going 6 hours without food after waking up.
Can't scrounge anything around the, no kids leaving lunches in there?
I probably could have. There was.
You could have helped yourself to a banana.
Oh, I was just racing out the door. I didn't care about that.
Yeah, I think the banana would not have covered for 6 hours.
That's true, but it would have helped for getting food. Did you get lunch, right?
Hmm?
You get a lunch, right?
That's, well, I mean, let's be honest. It was a weekend permit. There wasn't a lot I did today.
You open the doors and close the doors.
Pretty much, my boss was like, oh, just clean the windows.
That's not bad.
And I cleaned the windows, and then I also went.
And it rained, and then you realized you didn't have to clean the windows.
No, because it was.
The inside.
Yeah,
it rained on the inside, okay, guys?
And then I also. Did the then I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna catch up on some work for later in the week. So I did some desks and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Not that
I don't understand that teacher, man.
What teacher?
The one that writes on the desks.
Oh, I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk. I don't want to. Oh, no.
Are you talking shit? I didn't say shit.
I don't want to talk bad about any of the teachers because it could get back to them.
Oh, true, yeah.
But yeah, that one kind of annoys me because, well, it's dry erase markers.
It's dry erase. It's nothing too bad.
But it's. Not on a dry erase table.
True, well, I guess just like I got.
Is that what the
making sure
clear? Yeah, the teacher in the library.
They're all.
It was normal tables, and she painted them with like a dry erase like paint.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's like that's why that one was a dry erase one, and it didn't have marks all over it.
Yeah.
Because the other one's not, like, so it's still the marks still stay even if they erase it.
Yeah.
And it's like, so every other day it's like like cleaning it, and I'm like, fuck this. I'm not cleaning this every fucking day. I don't got time to just clean all these tables every day. I mean, her room's actually pretty not that bad.
It's small.
For other stuff. Well, also because everything's so spread out. When I do this halls, I just take the big broom and just go through her. Like, because you can just take a big broom through there because there's so much space.
Oh, yeah.
But then it's a sci-tech room. That room's always just a mess. It's because it's sci-tech. They do all sorts of extra, like, craziness. Not the teacher.
Oh, right, that's it's okay. No one knows. I was gonna say.
Now, Tim's going crazy. He's been drinking all day.
Fucking
fuck. See, I. Yeah, don't finish that thought, Tim.
I won't.
I'm like.
Well, that's the new thing that's cool.
I'm literally like.
Cool. Making up shit. What are his words?
I'm literally, like, debating right now, bleeping that.
You should. You definitely should.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. 28 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it written here.
I shouldn't have said that racist thing I said just now.
No, it'll be pretty obvious that you almost gave away where I work.
I'm going to help you out, Josh.
Okay.
Just text you.
Oh, and then me and Steven are leaving my work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what do we see? I see this truck pulling out of
fucking asshole.
I see this truck pulling out of the place, and I'm like, "What the fuck is that truck doing there? Like, why is he there?"
I thought it was the stupid fucking kid that we saw on the.
Yeah,
on
there was this kid who was, you know, but I used to do that too when I that on that literal what like
happened?
Like so you know there's like the bunkers where they store stuff outside.
Yes.
So a kid like climbed up on top of the concrete
oh,
bunker
all day.
Every day.
No, he was just there.
Yeah.
At later on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, when
when I was throwing out the garbage, but the kid didn't see me, and I was just gonna be like, "Hey!" and try to scare him, but I decided not to. Just freak him out. I'm like, I don't care if he wants to like fall off that and break his face on the
getting up there is the best part, the easiest part. Getting down is the worst.
Yeah, so but man, this was a low one.
Getting up there is awesome.
He was on the low one. It's not like the size of the other one.
Oh yeah.
But anyways, as we're leaving, we see this truck, and I look at the garbage, and what do I see? A big fucking black mattress hanging out of it.
What
like,
the fuck?
And I'm like, this guy...
asshole dropped his mattress. Mattress. No.
Oh.
Well, it had a sheet over it.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Still,
the sheet.
Don't have a black sheet. No one wins. Stains. No,
yeah, sure. But, and then we're like...
Dumped it and drove off.
Ooh.
And I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, this isn't a fucking, like, city dump. This is the private property.
And it's like what I said. I don't know if the garbage people that are going to go there are even going to pick it up because it's a fucking mattress in a school.
Doesn't matter. We snapped a picture of his license plate.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So if you find out that there's bloodstains on it later on, you can...
Not even that. Like, tomorrow, when I go in, I'm going to be like, oh, did you see that mattress? Yeah, don't worry. I got a picture of the guy's license plate. So if you want to take this to someone, go ahead.
No,
yeah.
They're not going to.
I know they're not going to.
But you're prepared.
Listen, don't fucking do that. Like, and it was, like, 100% them, because, like, a minute before that, I had thrown out the garbage, and there was
literally.
No... Yeah, it was, like, maybe 2 minutes before that I threw it. Like, not that long. Enough time for me to come in, like... Do some, like, a couple little things and then arm the building and go.
Okay, yeah.
Like, it was 100% that. There's also no reason that someone should be pulling out of that, like,
that
drive
side.
For that side because there it's was only up. Access to the garbage on that side.
Here's one. Because here they found human remains by Dead Man's?
Well, it wasn't by Dead Man's. It was behind Centennial Senior. Not Centennial Senior, Brampton Centennial.
What, really?
Yeah.
I thought that it was, like, right over, because there was, like, police tape and everything by the Etobicoke Creek.
Maybe it was, I don't know. The thing I read...
Slender Man?
Yeah.
That one time?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The fucking...
I'm left out of this, so...
Oh, Dead Man's is, like, what we called, the forest near Shopper's World, when we were growing up Dead Man's Hill, because everywhere had to have a Dead Man's Hill, some
well,
story.
Well, to be honest...
It was a...
It's like a... It's a straight down.
That leads into, like, a creepy forest.
Okay.
So
and it's cool.
Yeah.
Because we did that bonfire there that one time.
Yeah.
Because
we're irresponsible. I mean, I didn't commit a felony. What do you mean?
It's not really... I don't think that's really a felony.
It is.
Well,
it's a summary offense.
Okay, so...
Yeah, that's not a felony.
Yeah, exactly.
But...
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
granted.
That's all you would have got.
Granted.
If they
where did we
care.
Do it? Right beside the river.
Yeah, see? Because we were smart. Right beside the river, right beside a giant tree.
Except when the wind blows the other way.
Yeah, or it catches the roots.
Well,
yeah, that's...
Remember, we had, like, three pieces of wood. The flame was, like, this high.
Oh, it was small.
The problem is...
And then I threw
it
over.
When
you're saying a bonfire, I'm like
yeah,
picturing you guys dancing around a six-foot flame.
No. We had a campfire, not a bonfire.
Well, and then the best, I threw the fuzzy peach on there, and then it, like... congealed and, like,
bubbled.
It was fucking gross.
It was really fucking gross.
The best thing to have while during campfires to a point is Bacardi 151.
Oh my god.
We can't get 151 up here anymore.
We're
not allowed. 151 we don't get it up here because it's over a certain amount of proof.
What?
I used to get it all the time when I got camping.
Dude,
I'm pretty sure the Canadian laws have changed.
Yeah,
so
like I would, basically what I would do is I'd like switch. I would put it in my mouth and then spit it out over the fire, and then it would just be like a fire breath, and it would go colors.
That's awesome.
It gets you a little bit drunk because like it
still
gets in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like exactly why they got rid of it.
So I did say to a point.
Yeah.
There are some people who were like, "Oh my god, that was amazing! Great, give me this!" And like just like. Dripped. I spread out so it was sprayed, right?
Yeah.
They would just
like
put out like the whole like pour
yeah.
the bottle out.
Oh.
Like,
it's actually
first
it's not even.
It's
it says Bacardi 151 is discontinued of a brand because it's highly alcoholic.
70%.
Spiritus is the one that I found that's higher than that. It's a vodka.
Bacardi
like
151 was sold in the U.S. from 1963 till 2016. So Bacardi just doesn't make 151.
Maybe I haven't had 151 since then. I don't know.
When its production discontinued, so it stopped.
Like this
they don't
year
make it
we
no
had
more.
We had a very high proof vodka called Spiritus. It's over 70%. It was higher than 151. We're like, what the fuck is
this?
Who
made this? 151 is 75.5.
It's super smooth. 35.5. I thought it was just 70.
It was like 75.5, yeah.
That's what this is. 151. It's
75. Who made Spiritus?
Spiritus is what it's.
You want me to tell you who it's made by?
Yeah.
Russians.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. That's where I found it.
Yeah.
But,
it's smooth as hell. Like, when I drink that compared to 151, I'm like, this stuff's gonna fucking kill you. This stuff, 151, you're like, oh, yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, for me, it makes my throat very dry and shit. Well, Spiritus doesn't do that.
See, I don't drink. I can't really add to this conversation much.
Just to continue on to the gonna kill you part, is the Truly's. Have you ever had a Truly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's carbonated water with vodka.
Mm-hmm.
It literally just tastes like carbonated water.
I
had six of them without knowing that I had six of them because I was just like drinking. I was like, oh my god, this is just. And I was like, and now it's got vodka in it. And I was like, oh, the vodka. Here comes the vodka. On that note, I actually have to head out now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to end off on saying that I'm an alcoholic. Chugging six Trulies.
At least you're not a serial killer.
Yeah, there you go.
And
I saw for sure when I heard about the human remains, Chris was going to twist it and turn it into my human remains
I
buried.
Didn't have time, don't worry. It'll come up again, and I will.
But I'll make it up. Don't worry.
At least he doesn't own a pig farm.
Yeah, that you guys know about.
Yeah.
See, I don't go around talking about how much I'm not like a serial killer. So
true.
I will listen. I will admit I share some qualities with serial killer, except for the ones that matter,
which is
the killing part.
Them. You gotta know them to catch them. Right?
Is this one of those moments where Josh is like, I can't believe Chris didn't recognize my handiwork.
No,
are
I just
you upset?
That's literally what I thought of. Human remains found in like Brampton, and then it's like in an area somewhat close to my house. I'm like, we're going to end up talking about this on the podcast, and Chris is going to spin this into I killed the person.
See, yeah, probably.
I don't want to be predictable, Josh. I want to be unpredictable. You never even know where I'm going to go.
Yeah.
And then I brought it up anyways.
Yeah. And I didn't go there.
You're right. I was shocked.
Shocked.
Stack shocked.
You know what remains could be, though, right? Could be like a fingernail. Could be a turd, probably.
It's not a turd.
It's like when you find like clothing outside randomly, and you're like,
yeah, you're like, what the fuck?
And then, or like, you find like underwear, and you're like, okay, why is this here? Someone needed to be wearing this.
Yeah.
Unless they were banging in the forest.
Dude, oh my god, who bangs in the forest?
Do you know what, though? Why is it always just the underwear?
Dude.
Like, when you find just when you find a condom, it's like someone was banging here, and they didn't want to do. But when you find like one sock or like some underwear, you're like, what happened?
They took it off. And then they had to put the other clothes back on. That's how it happened, Josh.
I'm always imagining like someone's just running.
You can go commando a lot.
Yeah, I know, but like someone's like, oh, you know what? Something happened to these underwear. Oh, yep, they're done. I don't need these anymore. Like,
I've been there.
I haven't.
Where you're like, no, these underwear? No, I just shit my pants.
Well, yeah,
they're gone.
Yeah, but it's like I'm always imagining. The worst part too is they're also like always. Sometimes they're like exploded. Like the underwear, they're
torn
to shred.
Yeah.
So I always just imagine some guy running with shorts like down the road, and as he's running, his underwear just goes off and just falls off.
I've never been there where I've thrown it randomly. I always sit on the fucking garbage. I'm just saying I've been there where I'm done with a pair of underwear on the road,
or in the sense of the old.
See you later.
In the old CKY, it's like it was a George Carlin joke. He was, you know, what you never see this guy running at full speed while taking a shit. And so a guy from CKY, which is pre-Jackass, drank a bunch of liquid laxatives. Like, he did 5 bottles, and he's supposed to do, like, a teaspoon. And he ran full speed, and he was just shitting all over himself.
That is dangerous as fuck, man.
And he's like, I was only supposed to do 1 teaspoon. How many did you have? 5.
Guys, before we come off the subject of underwear, I want to say one more fucking weird thing that I saw. I was down at Clairville Conservation Area in Brampton.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fucking panty tree there, and it's the grossest, creepiest thing ever. Like, a legitimate panty tree. I guess people go and fucking hang it.
Oh, that is kind of gross and weird.
So weird.
It's almost as gross as like, the used panties. And, like, I never understood the obsession with used panties.
Oh, I don't know. That's just like creeps, like portrayed in TV. I hope it's not a real thing.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I literally saw a video on the other day of it was in Japan, but I
especially there.
Where it wasn't used panties, it was like a blow up doll. And this guy like breaking in to a vending machine with like a sex vending machine with blow up dolls and shit.
What the fuck is sex vending machine?
Japan's got everything. If you can think of it, Japan's probably got it in a vending machine.
That's legit.
They are crazy. That's in like a good way, but like nuts. They're like, fuck it. Put it, you want a sandwich? Put a sandwich in a vending machine.
Dude.
You want fucking tacos? Put tacos in a vending machine.
You need beer?
Beer in a vending machine.
There's a fucking, there's a pizza place once.
The only thing you can't get in a vending machine is gambling. Because you can't gamble in Japan.
There's a fucking vending machine in a pizza place in Quebec that we found. They were, you know, they had like holes and stuff, they had like stickers and shit, and then they had like cock rings and like the thunder clapper and like fucking weird shit like that. We're like, what? This is just like here, just in this pizza place. So fucking random.
Also,
man.
Like, who is the person who's going into a pizza parlor and being like,
You know what I mean?
You know what I really, yeah.
Well, it wasn't just a pizza parlor. It was like a food place that had like, it was basically like a little food court, kind of.
With
a
sex
shop. Yeah, with a fucking sex shop built in, apparently. Cock ring.
Who goes like, who's all like, you know what goes really well with these?
These noodles? A nice cock ring or a thunder clapper?
Well, I gotta go to the pizza place. The best part is I can get my cock ring and some stickers there, too, so.
So then I can stick the stickers off
on my cock. I can customize my cock ring.
It's like, it's all like, stickers are for the bitch, and cock ring's for me.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Bitches love
I'm gonna
stickers.
Enjoy this cock ring. Oh, boy.
I don't know.
Yeah, this is the most fucking weird thing. The pizza was really good, though. It's worth noting.
I don't know if I want to eat there anymore.
The pizza was really fucking good. Like, giant slices, deliciousness. I don't remember what the fuck it was called.
Fucking cum in the pizza sauce.
Oh, dude, the best part, dude.
It's almost like the South Park when they were doing the Yelp or something.
Oh.
And then Randy becomes one.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And then everybody gets a special surprise with boogers and cum and all their food and drinks.
That was South Park. Like, it's funny because they make fun of, like, people and trends. Mm-hmm. But sometimes they take things a little too far.
But that's why I like it. Because they take it that far to that level. Because, you know what the sad part is? People do act like that, though. And that's why they do it.
Well, some people do, not everyone.
I can't wait for the ones where they start picking on, like, the SJW culture.
Depends on what you mean. Like,
I mean, like, just in general.
Like, as Ethan says, there's, like, the cult of outrage, which I'm
that,
like...
Those ones?
Where I'm like, some people, they take it way too far. Like,
that's more...
What was that, lady? I just
the
remember
one with Humongous?
Yeah, the Humongous.
Yeah.
I was gonna say the Humongous lady, but it's the lady in the Humongous video.
I can't remember her name.
I think it was like Marna or something.
Something like that.
I don't know. It doesn't really matter. But I just mean she like took it too far, and like the girl in the Uber, Lyft driver.
Yeah. You're gonna go on Gawker.
And it was like I don't fully disagree with her argument. I mean
why is it triggering her that there's fucking
Hula
doll on the man's dashboard. Does it bother you? Then you shouldn't have gotten
it. See, the thing is, it depends where he got that. If he got that while he was in Hawaii...
That's probably like, where he got it.
It's like, it sucks that Hawaiian people basically have to whore out their culture so that they can make some money.
Yeah.
But it's, the reason they have to do it is because it's like, they're small islands and there's just not a lot of, like...
It's, people don't go there because it's fucking expensive shit.
No, but they go there, it's like, it thrives on, like, tourism, because there isn't a lot of other stuff they can make money off. There's, like, I mean, they're basically built on volcanoes, so, and they're small, there's not exactly, like, a shit ton of farming land and shit like that. Mm. I mean, they could probably do some fishing, but even that
lots
is...
Lots of fishing.
But, I mean, even that becomes, like, limited, right? With how much you can make money off of that. Then you also have to build, like, canneries and, like, shitty, like, stuff that makes it look bad, right?
Yeah.
And they're far enough out there that, like, shipping it back to the mainland, it would cost probably more than it's worth.
True. True.
So it's like, for them, it's like a lot of those tropical countries, like, that are the islands, they make a lot of their money off of tourism.
Hmm. Yeah. And that's why it's like $7,000 or $8,000 just to fly over to Hawaii.
Well, it's also probably that, because you got to fly kind of far.
Yeah, Hawaii's surprisingly far. If you look it on the map.
Yeah, it's not like...
It's in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it like, takes a lot of fuel to get there. And there's no, like, they can't really make stops to make extra money along the way. Stops. Yeah, so
but
it's
the
like,
only stop I guess you'd make is either California or Atlanta, or, like, Atlanta or something.
From here, yeah. But, like, if you're even flying from California, it's probably expensive.
Probably not as much, though.
That's true.
I just mean there's, yeah, it's like when you try to fly, like, to Japan or Australia.
It's an 18-hour flight.
Yeah, no, it's far. It's, it costs a lot of money because they can't really make stops on the way.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my train of thought. Oh, but yeah, it's I don't know. They will definitely go after SJWs just to a degree, but I just mean the idea of like being aware and like trying to be a better person isn't that bad. It's when people just get mad for the sake of getting mad.
That's more along the lines of what I was talking about.
Well, also when like you know white people try to, like, get mad about stuff that's, like... Also, when... Also, yeah. With the clickbait, because I swear to God...
Oh, God, that was so funny.
The,
Jimmy,
the...
Stop thinking with your dick. Stop thinking with your dick.
I don't... What is... What?
With the PC principle, when there was the ads.
Oh.
And everybody's trying to figure out what the bottom line is, and then they get thrown into an ad, and then they go buy ice cream and stuff.
Oh.
Like, that was such a good time. Wait, what were we doing? I don't know. I think we were trying to do something, and I just don't quite remember.
Oh, I just meant, like, shit, I lost, what was
your clickbait.
Oh, clickbait, where, with, like, even today. So today I used a Keegan-Michael Key, like, GIF, and according to that, like, one thing, yeah, apparently that's digital blackface, though I went through a bunch of them, and I was like, this is the best one.
That's probably pretty extreme. Like, I've never heard of that outside of HBO. Then again, I don't really...
I don't see, but mind you, he got it off of either like MTV or
no, that was off Vice, I think.
Yeah,
it was off of a website though, that or a thing that's all about trying to get.
No, it was BBC.
It was BBC. It was all clickbait. It was all like designed to get millennials to click on their website and get like generate views and ad revenue.
Yeah,
like that's what that was for. But it was like that was too much. Like that was like what. Like,
have you ever shared this or this or this?
And like
well,
he said,
digital blackface.
A lot of them were just entertainers. It's like the reason why the Keegan-Michael Key one was the best one is because it was like something from one of his shows, and it was like, and you just see him like reacting like the way he does.
Yeah,
and it was just over the top, like dumbness.
Yeah,
not dumbness, but
oh,
you know what I meant. But it was like. Yeah, I was like, oh, this is great. This is, like, exactly the kind of thing what I was trying to get out there. It was, Blake put, like, something just, I don't know, basically talking trash about Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah.
And it was just...
No, he said, Kingdom Hearts sucks, but I can't wait to sell the shit out of the third one.
Yeah, so I said, talking trash. Not really. I mean, he was just expressing his opinion. He's welcome to it. I just had to... Do it because it felt like the right... It just felt like something funny to do.
And then you had to deal with your consequences by having
no.
Go off.
No, the consequences was that I decided to fucking... On a group, a Rooster Teeth group, I decided to make a comment about how I watch all my shit on the RT site, except for the Achievement Hunter stuff, because old Achievement Hunter Let's Plays, because they're impossible to find on the RT site.
You can turn off notifications of those videos because we post, you know?
I didn't know that.
Now you know.
I am.
Yeah, knowing
half
battle.
that will probably help because I hate when I'm like, oh, I'm gonna comment on this thing, and then it's like, ding, 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 ding.
Click the notifications. Then I think you swipe to the left, and that gives you more options, something like that. And just hit, like, don't give me any more notifications about this post.
I'm gonna have to do that because it's always really annoying.
Mm-hmm. As soon as I comment on something, as soon as I get one notification, like, fuck this, I don't give a damn about any of this. I just wanted to say my piece and walk away.
Oh, not unfortunately, but when I used to talk to Jasmine, I kind of still wish I did, but, I mean, I made the decision not to, because of the way things were going, well, the way I was being treated there.
Yeah.
If I commented on one of her, like, posts, it was, like, all day of just, oh, yep, yep, and it's, like, all stuff I didn't give a shit about. Sometimes as well, the RT one, I was, like, it was really bad. I'm, like, oh, why do I make a mistake of posting on a group thing with, like, so many fucking people?
How are we doing on time so far?
We got, like, 10 more minutes before an hour.
Alright, cool. That's all I'm asking. You need to play Civ with Nick after this. You guys ever played that?
No.
Civilization?
I have 4, I think.
Six.
I have 6.
You have the newest one. Oh, okay. It's fancy and awesome. Even more new than the one Nick and I are playing.
I want to play, but I never got around to playing.
That's fair. Steve, you ever played Civ? Yeah. Played Age of Empires?
Yeah.
That's cool. That was pretty sweet.
And Age of Mythology.
I never played Mythology. You ever played Age of Empires, Josh?
No, I haven't. Unfortunately, a lot of like PC type games I never got around to playing.
I only played them a bit on Next. Like, it was fun.
I was the unlucky kid who had workaholic parents who just didn't care about fun stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, unless it, like, was, like, active, like, I don't know. It's like, unless it was, like, scouts or, like, sports, it was like, no, it's not. It had to be, like, something they considered productive.
Okay.
Like, and, like, I had to, like, practically beg to get, like, some of my systems in the past.
Yeah.
They're always, I mean, my parents have always been nice. It's just, it's like, they didn't see the value in video games.
That's understandable, for sure.
Well, I'm glad
They're a huge waste of time.
They are not a huge waste of time.
They're 100% a waste of time, please.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I love video games. I play them nonstop all day, every day, and I recognize they're a fucking waste of time.
Listen, I refuse to acknowledge what you're saying. I don't think they're, like, exactly the most productive thing to do, but, I mean, they serve a purpose. It's when you take that purpose too far that it's, like...
What do you think their purpose is?
Well, I mean, one, they're an interactive media. Like, you can...
TV's a waste of time, too.
I don't agree with that.
What?
Listen, I've learned plenty of stuff from TV, and it's like, some stuff is educational.
Yeah.
Some stuff is,
What I was missing is not a waste of time. Everything else... Okay.
I'm just saying, like, there's people who watch TV and they're inspired to become doctors and, like, this and that. People who play video games and they're inspired to become other things, you know?
Yeah, I get it. You know, I learned how to read and shit like that just to play video games.
Yeah, there's people, yeah, exactly. There's people who learned how to read English or other languages.
Yeah, I get that, too. Like, you know, video games are fun, they're stimulating, and sometimes they can be a way to learn. But, you know, there's so much to do out there, I guess.
But they've brought, like, video games have brought, like, groups of people together.
Yeah, they're good. You know, I love video games, obviously, but, like, I don't know. I just feel like there's so much to do outside.
No, I mean, there's other things to do other than video games, and I think some people take video games a little too far.
World to save. Shit. I'm just joking.
You know, but, like, some people are more like me. I'm not really, I don't really want to go outside and be around all sorts of people and do all sorts of things. I just want to take it easy. Like, today, playing D&D, that was fun. Like, that was
my idea
of a good time.
Some people would call D&D team building and stuff like that.
It's a lot of things. I would say there's also, I was also, like, thinking about it. It's like, there's like, team building, there's some strategy involved. There's a, was it, like, risk-cost analysis? Because...
Mm-hmm.
Especially with, like, spellcasters, it's like, do I want to cast this spell?
Blow up half my party.
Oh, there's that, but it's like, oh yeah, it's like, do I want to cast Fireball? Is it worth it? Like, they'll probably hurt, I'm definitely going to hurt my party, but like, or it's like, this spell, like this, I can use like a 5th level spell slot and cast this spell, but there's a chance I miss, and then it's just gone.
Yeah.
It's like, well, is the risk, like, the cost, is it worth the cost? It's like, well, if I hit, then he'll probably kill the guy. So, yeah. So, sometimes it's like, you know, even when you take spells, you try to, like, balance out, like, how useful is the spell? Like, where, and, like, yeah.
I guess that one of the ways that I've chosen to kind of, like, get myself away from video games is just by telling myself they're a waste of time. Like, I really need to focus on other things. You know? Maybe that's just for me.
I just refuse to believe really anything is a complete waste of time.
I mean, at the end of the day, like, time is, you know, whatever, this and that.
The thing is that, at the end of the day, I enjoy playing video games. So, to me, it's worth the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I don't go nuts. Like, I still have a life outside video games.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, me too, right?
Like, there's a point where I sometimes don't even play video. I'm like, it's like, I want to play this game, but I got an hour and a half before I have to be at work, and if I start playing, I'm not gonna want to stop, right? So I just don't.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'd just rather not, and then, because it's like, either I'm gonna get too lost in it, and then all of a sudden I'm gonna be, oh, fuck, I'm late for work.
Oh, it's easy to get lost
in three games. Or I'm just, yeah, and it's just, I don't know, it's just, I'm like, no, I just don't want to, because I'm gonna regret it in some way, shape, or form if I start playing this right now.
Mm-hmm. That's
right. And so it's just like, nah, I'll just save it till, like, after work or something.
That's fair.
I've been woken up early to play video games since I was a kid.
No? Yes, I blame you. Hard to bring yourself to get up early for something like that.
And I can remember the game that I woke up early to play. Spyro 2.
Spyro 2, yeah, Virtual was Rage.
And I got it. And I was like, and then it was really late. And they're like, you can play it tomorrow. And I woke up at like 6, ran downstairs, turned on the PlayStation. All I heard was my mom wake up. Are you kidding me? You're waking up for that? Go back to bed. And I'm like, and then I did.
Oh.
And then I went back downstairs like 20 minutes later.
And we were like, yeah, there's a happy ending.
Are you excited for the new Spyro game? Like, yes. Not the new, but like the remake?
Yes. They're gonna do what happened with Crash and kind of fuck it up.
I hope not. That's why they kind of delete.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was that end that people were pissed off that
only the first game was on the disc?
Yeah, and they're probably like, yeah, fuck that. Yeah.
Are they not gonna patch Crash?
No, because the problem with Crash is each game had its own slightly different jumping system.
Yeah.
Where Spyro kind of kept the same formula the whole way through.
Or, like, the mechanics were, yeah, different. Like, slightly different in each one, and they just picked one for everything. But they didn't adjust the levels accordingly.
Hey.
So, it's like, the levels are, like, a straight remake.
Are they passable?
Well, I would assume they're passable. People have beaten that game.
Okay, well, you know, once
but it's like, when, it's like, well, this level was designed for different mechanics, so it's just not as easy as it should be.
Yeah, it's not like you played fucking Crash 3 your whole life and you're playing this, you're like, yeah, it doesn't feel the same, right?
I don't know, because I never played it, so
I'm just saying. So it definitely would be the case, you know? Like I said, if they kept one jumping mechanic through the whole thing, you're not going to pick the game up and be like, yeah, just like old times.
Well, you would for the
Which one of the shows?
Yeah.
Which one they go with?
I don't know. 3.
I have no fucking clue.
I hope 3 had like a pretty good feel.
Because I never played any of the Crash Bandicoot games.
I really hope they picked.
I love Crash Bandicoot. The only Crash game I played was Crash Team Racing.
Yeah.
That was good. Oh, I played the second one. When you're like in the tower.
Yeah. Wrath of Cortex.
I think so. Yeah, and like you have to go up, and every level you go up, it's like.
Yeah, we're in the circular thing, or what?
Yeah.
Or no, yeah, we're in the tower. With hologram shit, right?
Yeah. And they're not wrong, though. It was like, there was definitely some problems with that game, especially when you're running towards the screen.
Yeah, that's tricky, but, you know.
It was I beat it.
It was super doable when I was a kid. It was hard, but it was frustrating, but it was cool.
Well, that's how they, like, I really do think that's how they, like, increased, like, made games seem longer. It made the levels
super hard. Like Ninja Gaiden, shit like that would be like an hour at the original. I mean,
oh yeah, except they made it like impossible.
Fucking hard as shit, but really good. Did you guys play Ninja Gaiden Sigma or Ninja Gaiden like when it came back out?
No.
Oh, I love that fucking game. It's so cool.
Oh, I don't know. I don't play like a lot of like older style games.
No. I mean Ninja Gaiden, like the 3D Ninja Gaiden.
Oh, I think I remember that. And then you do like some weird like attacks, and then your guy would be like,
"That's Shinobi." That game was awesome, too.
What's a Shinobi?
In Shinobi, when you got combos, you would kill one dude, and they'd stay, like, suspended in midair with a slash through them, kill the next dude, sword turns blue, you're doing more damage, next thing you know, you're killing everything in one hit. And then at the end, when you have, like, a huge combo, you put the sword away, and they all cut now.
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was, like, a weird, like, shadow thing.
Shinobi's back! You had, like, a vampire sword that was, like, killing you.
Yeah, that was it, yeah. Okay, that was Shinobi then. You got it, yeah. No, I never played the Ninja Gaiden. Oh, I think I remember the Ninja Gaiden. Was that the one where, like, there's, like, weird, like, dog ninjas and shit?
Probably. The first boss is, it's really well known for the first boss being fucking impossible.
I just remember, was there, like, a multiplayer type thing?
I don't know. Tenchu had multiplayer.
Oh, I remember there was, like, a multiplayer. I remember a multiplayer game with, like, ninjas, and there was, like, dog ninjas.
Might have been Tenchu.
That might have been it, but it was, like, weird.
Yeah. And there's so many ninja games, and they're all pretty good. Like, Tenchu's badass, and, well, they're not all good, but Ninja Gaiden's good. I like Shinobi, even though it's not great. I like it, it's cool.
It's surprising.
The commercials
on the Shinobi's back!
Yeah.
Which surprises me more than anything is that Assassin's Creed is never, like, a main title in Assassin's Creed game has never tried to do, like, a fucking ninja one. Like, they did pirates.
Mm-hmm.
They did freaking Egyptians.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing, like, Greek mythology.
I mean, keeping it, like, Europe-ish, right?
Well, except the Egyptian one.
Like, yeah.
And the first
still
one.
In, like, the area, no?
First one wasn't European either.
No, I mean, like, the European, like, yeah, obviously Asia, right? But I mean, like, it's all, you know, just below Russia or just, like, it's all still not, it's China, I would say China and Japan are far.
Yeah, but they have, like, games that take place in China.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not, like, a main title one. It's just the 2D side-scroller one.
Oh, well, how the fuck does that make sense?
Hmm?
How the hell is that?
I don't know.
Not related to the main character. They should just get rid of that whole. Okay, you know what? I'm not going to say this.
They have already.
Assassin's Creed fans are fucking annoying.
They've already long got rid of, like, the whole
Desmond shit.
Yeah, he's been dead a long time.
So what are they doing now?
Like, he's been dead since.
What's the plot now? How the hell are they driving this whole thing forward now? Separate stories?
Literally, yeah, it's like basically, I think half the time it's just, if there is any, like, main stuff, it's, you're working for, I mean, in the 4, Black Flag, you are working for, what was the stupid company called?
Animus?
That was the thing you were using, the Animus.
Animus?
The Animus machine?
I don't know, you were working for, like, the company,
yeah.
And they were making a video game.
Oh, really? That's the idea.
Yeah. And, like, you were obviously using Desmond's, like, DNA.
Go back and travel time, sort of.
But yeah.
It was really the Templars.
But it was just, you were developing a DNA, a video game, and you're just, like, testing it. Yeah, it was, yeah, it's, that's basically it. It's like, no, it's a video game. In a video game.
Oh, okay. That's bad.
At least that's what it was in Black Flag. Flag.
Whoa!
That was a slip of the tongue.
Whoa, Josh.
That wasn't me actually saying it. Okay? I'm not even going to believe
it. I think last time you almost said it. Like, we brought up Black Flag last time, too. And I think you almost said it.
See, that's the that word.
You said it.
That word I said under normal circumstances would have been bleeped. But since I didn't. It wasn't my intention
so
to say it.
So you didn't mean to say it. You're going to leave it in, so you're going to trigger everybody.
Listen, if they get triggered by that, they can go suck a big bag of dicks, okay?
Here we go again.
Now you're appropriating male genitals to everybody sucking them.
Now here's the thing. The more likely to get offended by me and Steven reacting to it, but I don't care. Like, I'm not fucking against anything. I'm just don't care.
Well, you're reacting to me fucking up.
Yeah,
that's,
more than
that's the way I see it.
Yeah.
I don't care. Listen, it was a mistake. If I said it on purpose, it would be one thing.
I don't know about that.
Like, you saying cunt earlier is probably worse than my... Steven said cunt when he said cunt event.
Oh.
Because the movie sucked. Why are you making a dick out of dice?
What do you mean?
Steven sitting... Sorry, Tim sitting here making a dick out of dice.
Hey. There's nothing
wrong
with it, okay?
Yeah,
that is like the worst. Bro. That is the worst thing about like D&D dice. They have two like roundish dice.
Yeah, they have like the roundish dice, and they have like square dice.
And then of course the fucking D4,
yep.
Which is a fucking point.
Perfect rocket ship tip.
Yeah,
he's at full mast. He's ready to go.
Like
and
every
ready
time,
to smash.
Every time. People just make dicks. I've seen it 1,000 times playing D&D. Dicks away.
You play with the most mature people.
Well, D&D is always ends up... Listen, my D&D character yesterday turned into a fucking...
Dick?
giant
no.
Thrashing dick?
Because, okay, so in that campaign, my character one time they made the DM made the joke, oh, you find a dragon erotica.
Oh,
it was just, I was like, it was a dragon book. I was like, what kind of dragon book? I was like, oh, erotica. And he was like, erotica. And I'm like, okay. And then I ended up selling it to this bookshop guy. And it was like, you know, the guy was, he acted creeped out by it. And it didn't help that my character is a guy, like, fucking walking around in a plague mask. And, like, black clothing. But, you know. And then I was all like, the second the DM made him seem all creeped out by it, I was like, I need to find more erotica and bring it back here. And then we did the second mission, the second quest, and we didn't find erotica. And I was like, we killed the dragon. I was like, give me some of those black dragon scales. I'm going to write my own dragon erotica.
Oh, fuck.
And then I've realized after a while, oh, my character's supposed to be, like, horribly, horribly awkward in, like, social situations. Oh, that's one of the personality traits. So I was like, oh, you know, so, yesterday's campaign was really just, well, yesterday when we played, we didn't do any combat stuff. It was all just straight-up RP. And being a wizard, we killed another wizard, so I was like, I spent most of the time just copying spells. Fuck, I was like, oh, yeah, I spent, like, $1,500 gold on one spell and spell materials to copy the rest of the spells in my spellbook. I was like, and then it was, like, fucking 2 days just in a fucking dark, damp room, or dark room, just copying them into my book, you know?
Hold on, sorry, here's something we didn't touch down on at all, not to fucking break your stride. You DM'd today.
I did.
Yeah, we didn't touch down on that this session. How was it?
Wasn't bad. I was just gonna quickly finish my story.
Oh,
so like, we were gonna spend like one more day in the town in the inn, and I was like, they were like, oh, like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, I have been not social for like days. I've been a nerd. I'm gonna get really drunk.
Yeah.
I'm gonna buy rounds for like the thing, and he's like, oh, the DM's like, oh, it costs you about 3 gold, and I'm like, I'm gonna spend 5 gold. I'm going to just take 5 gold off of this. And then I said, and then I get really drunk, and when I get drunk enough, I start reading off my dragon erotica to the bar. And then he's all like, oh, so you get really drunk, and then some nice lady takes you to your room, and one of my, I guess because the joke was that, I guess because I was writing a dragon erotica, and like, people were like, oh, you're into dragonborns now, and I'm like, no, not really. Yeah. My guy just really wants to creep out this thing. And then...
this thing?
Well, the guy.
How dare you, fucker.
You know what I meant.
Fuck or not.
And then, you know, the DM's like, oh, rolls. And he's like, yeah, it was a dragonborn. And I was like, oh. Well, then I hit on her. He's like, roll persuasion. He's like, oh, yeah, it works. And then, yeah, apparently my guy had some kinky sex.
Oh, wow.
And he woke up, well... he was tied to the bed and gagged, and they had to find me in my room, naked, tied to the bed and gagged.
Oh, fuck. That's some next level shit, dude.
She didn't steal my stuff?
No?
No. Just weird sex.
Now you're gonna have a half dragonborn baby.
Well, I don't know what it's gonna be, because it would be half dragonborn, half elf.
Yeah. So it's gonna be a mutant.
Yeah, I don't know if they can even have kids, but anyways, it was just funny. And then, because like I said, my guy has to be horribly, horribly awkward in social situations.
So you're like, da 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 da.
So I was like, I start describing what happened to the party, and I was like, I have to. That's the personality trait I picked. And then, eventually, we finally got back to the bookseller, who I sold the original books to, and I was like, I'm gonna not wear the mask this time. And I sold him, like, a shit ton of, like, not normal books, but like, well, I mean, they were written in Abyssal and Sylvan, so they wouldn't exactly be considered normal. And then I was like, oh, and I have these two erotica books that we found on this wizard's, like, in his tower. Mm-hmm. And the guy's like, and I'm like, yeah, this is whatever price he said. I was like, yeah, that's fine, I'll take that. And the guy, like, you know, goes to the back, and as he comes back, and I'm like, oh, and as he comes back, I put the mask on. And it's like, oh, what the fuck? you know, so he knows now it's me, because I was pretending like I wasn't the same guy who sold him the other erotica. And then I did the finger guns, and I left. And I was like, my mission as this character is to make this guy so fucking weirded out that he quits his job.
Just like Wagon Boy.
Yeah.
But to get onto it, yeah. As Tim said, I DM'd today, and that was lots of fun. The hardest part of all of that was remembering stuff I read a week ago. Mm-hmm. And the beginning, because they played characters that are all, well, not adventuring types exactly.
I'll give you one tip. I would have started this off just in the wagon on the way there.
Oh.
Not that it matters. Just saying.
I just wanted to get the plan out of the way.
That makes sense.
Like, have some sort of plan.
That's true.
I don't know,
They always say, like, avoid, like, starting them off in a... Unless, like, the wall was gonna break in right there, and be like, let's get out of here, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But, I'm not saying I had a bad time. It's good, just, you know, obviously.
I tried to make the guards overly aggressive, just to make it maybe a little bit funnier and more fun.
It was good.
And beating the shit out of I was like, I just realized, I just put a regular bandit in there, and the guards want to, like, murder this guy, and I'm like, why do they want to murder this guy? I was thinking, oh, maybe he was just a highwayman.
Yeah.
And he killed the noble, and they're just not happy about it. And that was what I said, and that's the truth. And maybe that guy will show up at some point.
Damn.
Maybe he'll be a ghost.
We'll find out. My character was a slime ball liar. Pretty much that's his personality. He's full of shit. More or less. He's like, he's not a bad guy. Like, he is a bad guy because he swindles people and takes their money. But, like, he wouldn't. You know, his morals are, questionable. For sure. He'll steal anything, essentially, from anyone. But he, like, wouldn't murder someone
per se,
and, you know, he wanted to help the people out, and deep down, you know what I mean, like, this, I think there's a part of him that, like, wants to try out the heroism thing, you know,
especially
he's
if
he's never had a chance,
especially has, like, a huge monetary award.
Oh my god, yes,
the whole time you guys are like, we need more money. I'm like I know, understood why you guys are doing it. I'm like, guys, I told you this is like a fucking small town that people barely know exists.
Okay, I still don't
know that.
Your character, well...
The character sees a bunch of sheep in the farming town, where they just have unlimited sheep, and I'm like, so you guys have a good thing going here, huh?
It's funny, I was like, I didn't really plan it as well as I should have with the map. I was just like, you guys are coming from... I mean, it really didn't matter. Like, half the time... The wolves were supposed to fuck around. You weren't really supposed to kill them all anyway.
No, I know. You kind of... Shudder came in handy. I was hoping you'd have something up your sleeve, man. I was like, fuck.
It always helps when the magic user has...
AoE?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Especially when it's...
Especially when you have two, like, single-target fucking powerhouses.
My favorite part is just seeing, like, Chris, basically, every time you guys, like, injured that wolf, you could tell Chris was like, how much fucking health does this fucker have? And I'm looking at the sheet, I'm like, hey, he's got a lot. Like, 47.
That's like 4 solid hits.
I know, but it's like, every other wolf has, like,
12.
11.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah.
I was fucking very pleased with my damage. I was like, I love rogues, man.
What time?
Oh. I don't think I was ever like, man, my damage was too low that time. Darn it. I was only 9 that time.
Yeah, you had a... Your sneak... Well...
Sneak attack's just amazing.
And the fact that you have an owl helps a lot, too.
Oh, yeah. That's just my... That's pretty much what I get for taking Arcane Trickster.
Yeah, I forgot. You weren't using the help action.
It was just flyby.
Yeah.
Just having the enemy beside them. If I did want to use help action... You'd probably, like, I don't know if you could hold that many actions. I would have to have him fly up, and then hold it, then do the help action. Like, on a separate, you know? And then fly away after.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can't hold that many actions.
You're right.
But I could totally, like, if I really had a serious situation, I could do the health thing. I could climb up and have him do health. Or whatever you call it, distract, I think it is.
It's just help. It's help, I think.
Well, yeah, either way.
I don't. It's confusing. I never fully understood how the help action.
Either way,
I think it's supposed to be he distracts them and you gain advantage.
You think so? Then you grant, yeah, gain advantage, which is fucking beautiful. That sounds useful, like for when dire situations. I just don't lose the animal because that's a lot.
I love how you took no damage and it was all because you went into a tree and you're facing wolves.
Mm-hmm.
It was like,
I'm like, I never seen a wolf climb a tree, suckers.
Even though they were intelligent wolves, they still couldn't do jack shit to you.
Nope.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
That was pretty fantastic.
And then Steven tried to climb a tree and fell.
That was a mossy tree.
Slippery, man.
Would you roll, like, a 6?
No, it was under 10.
Under 10.
Yeah, I was like, no, you're not climbing that tree.
Yeah, too much.
Chris would have been super fucked if you climbed that tree.
The rules in Fandel and Solid where it's, like, 15 or what? I think it's, like, 10 goes up. And, like, below a certain amount does nothing.
Oh.
And then below a certain amount, like, makes you drop on your ass. I think it was, like, 15 goes up and 10 stays still. 5 or under, fall and fall, you know?
I don't know. I was, like, yeah. I was just making it up as I went. I figured you didn't roll low enough that you would have fallen and hurt yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you just probably didn't get high enough.
Yeah.
I grabbed onto a tree branch.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, shit. Can't climb this tree. What's your goblin's intelligence and wisdom like, Steven?
10.
10, yeah? Solid. Human. I think it's very smart, but not very wise. Like, average human-wise, so not an idiot.
No. Yeah, I honestly thought commoners would have 8s across the board.
Yeah, what do we got, like 10?
It's 10s across the board.
Yeah, well, remember, 10 is the, like, the flat.
Yeah, I know, but I thought it would be 8, like, because, like, I thought
people?
10 was, like, well, no, because, like, 8 isn't, like, really low. It's, like, they're, you know, they're just not great at any, like, they're not.
Sure, 8 is, like shit. 10 is, like, you're a normal person.
See, I always thought 10 was, like, you know, like, you're just better than most, but you're not, like, amazing. And, like, the plus one was, like, yeah, you're pretty good at that. Like,
I think 0 is, like, the average, basically. And then minus 1 is, like, you're lower than the average. You're weaker than the average human. Dumber than the average human. You know what I mean?
I never thought 8 as, like, dumb. I always thought 8 as just, like, normal.
Dumber than the average human, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. It's weird the way the stats work.
Not that I believe it is. But I could be wrong. I'm sure there's some.
I mean, the commoner in the book is 10 across the board.
There you go, yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
I
just love, they're all apparently equipped with clubs. Every commoner has a club.
Yeah, I guess they just pick up whatever's nearby and, you know.
Yeah. Club. I mean, they suck. They got, like, what? 1 HP, I think, normally. That's why I was like, that guy's not even going to be in the fight.
Nope. He's dope.
He was helping you get there, and that was it.
Oh, yeah. I assumed. I was like, at least, you know, he wasn't a prick.
What?
Because I was, like, making all sorts of plans with these fucking wolves, so I can hear it everything. Thankfully.
Oh, who, me or him?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was just saying, talking, like, a lot of bullshit, you know what I mean? Oh, that would have been a great fucking, a great, what's the word? Fun. Just have the wolves listen more for a bit, we show up, you know.
You know, if Flame wasn't supposed to, like, fuck off.
Yeah.
I just didn't see Bolt being okay with that plan.
Yeah, I mean, you know. It sounds fucking hilarious.
No, you're right.
It would have been funny. If I worded it differently, it would have been like, okay, yeah, you guys go wherever you want, and I'll just take care of it. We'll just, you know, if any problems arise, we'll just clear it up. You know? We'll make sure we're always nearby, so that if anyone calls anyone on you, we'll be the ones.
If I was a better DM, I might have altered the script a bit.
That'd be pretty fucking funny, but that would also be like a pain in the ass.
It would basically been up. I guess that's your character, is what they're doing from now on, because.
Yeah, Guardy, I mean, that's pretty fair, though, the end of an adventure. I think basically you'll be mine, you would be down for that, though.
Huh?
So I think it would only be my character who'd be down for that. Then again, if the money's right, maybe they would too. There could be some good gold in that.
I don't know about Steven's character, but I would imagine Chris's character might be. I don't even know. I've, like, created a slight problem in the fact that I made you guys break out of a major city.
Well, whatever. We can go back in, like, help again eventually.
Yeah, probably. I mean, really...
We were, like, minor cons.
I mean, you and Steven, for sure. I did make Chris's guy kind of...
Yeah, like a big deal.
Well, less a big deal. I was more like he was recognized as... But the problem is, with the pirate one, he would be, because that's, like, the whole point.
Yeah.
And any, like, port city, they would be like, you're that fucking pirate. Like, that's literally what it says this feature is.
Yeah?
It's a bad reputation. Oh. You people, like, don't want to fuck with you because you have a bad reputation.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, well, for people to know that, they have to know who you are.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, in any major city with a port, they're going to fucking know who you are. And they're unfortunately, the regular folk aren't going to want to fuck with you. But, like, the city guards are going to be like, fucking get the fuck out of here, you fucking pirate.
Yeah, sure. Well, Steven, what background do you pick? Soldier?
Yeah.
Good.
Wow, Steven. I think, Steven, you said your guy was a veteran of the Goblin Wars.
Sure. A veteran.
Warlord. What? Oh, I just mean you fought in the Goblin Wars.
Yeah, and I made it.
You made the Goblin Wars. Oh, shit. You started the Goblin Wars?
Yep.
How'd you start them?
What are the Goblin Wars? Is that a real D&D thing?
No, I'm just making some bullshit up.
Oh, okay, yeah, you started the Goblin Wars? You won't look at it,
do it. I'm sure goblins have had wars.
Yeah, of course they have.
Yeah, I united them all under my iron boot.
Every day's a Goblin War.
I see. The problem with that, Stephen, is probably not. Your character's starting as level 3. Level 3 characters are not, like, amazing.
Yeah, and most goblins are shitty and fucking weak compared to what I am.
I know, but there is definitely stuff that's stronger than your current goblin in the book as goblins.
For now.
The only problem is that Stephen picked a goblin, so I can never put you up against Nilbog.
You should. Great.
No, because it'll possess him. It won't disappear until
no,
all the...
Oh, no logs.
Yeah.
I thought you were just making the dark more goblins.
No.
I mean, why not, dude? You can absolutely put us up against no logs, and I'm sure there's a check.
I know, but it won't disappear until there's no... Yeah, but if he fails it, then he's possessed by this thing, and the only way to get rid of it is to kill him.
Well, we can do that and bring it back. You gotta do what you gotta do. Just pay the price for being a goblin. We can kill him and bring him back. It's worth it. He's your little buddy. Right now, as far as we know, we're just like...
Money, you guys probably got enough money to do it at least once.
Yeah.
Wow, this adventure is like...
Starts you off nice.
It does tell you.
Mind you, level 3, you should have, like, this much money.
I was, like, Chris was all like, oh, you weren't... He thought, like, oh, like, we killed all those guards and we didn't get any experience for it. And I'm like, I'm not doing experience.
Are you doing milestones?
Yeah, I just don't... I'm, like, debating on even if, after all this, you would have gained a level or not.
You're level 4?
Yeah.
Doubt it.
Yeah, I was like, you guys probably wouldn't. I'm thinking maybe,
this is, like, one quest. Wasn't even that big a deal.
Depending on what I decide to do with the Sorcerer's House and how things go, maybe.
You think reading a campaign was hard?
Making up something is going to be harder, I know.
You said that should put work into it. But it's fun. Like, once you get the creative juices flowing, it can be a lot of fun.
Well, you decided you're going to break into a powerful sorcerer's house.
I don't know if it's powerful. I thought it was a fucking chump, but I still am going to break in. It doesn't matter. Why do I think it's a chump?
Yeah.
You know?
I'm just saying.
Or, actually, I think my guy thinks it's powerful. Either way, he doesn't know about sorcerers and bullshit. He's just like...
Considering, you should have some idea.
I do, but you know what? I have some idea of my own abilities, too. Just
yeah, being a fucking sheep and stabbing a fucking wolf in the throat.
Well, I was trying to net him, but he didn't want to net, so he had to die.
Oh, yeah, I was like, yeah, I was thinking, how did you get both? Oh, no, because you held an action.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I'll let him hold an action.
That was obviously the plan, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you were, like, asking for a net. You said it even before. I moved.
I didn't realize that I was actually supposed to blow up my plan to my team or anyone else. I was like, great plan. I'm going to net one of those things
Yeah, you did not tell them.
No.
And so when Chris jumped in front of your guy, I'm like, I don't think Tim wanted this.
No, but it's okay. I wasn't mad. It was fine.
So have you never read Wolves of Welton?
I've not read it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I never read it.
Well, that definitely helps.
Yeah. Also, I have a whole lot of memories, so that helps too.
There's so much stuff that, like, could have played differently.
Really?
Yeah, like, if you guys would have talked to the wolves when they came, they would just be like, woo, and, like, left.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
But it worked out anyways. Because you went, whoosh, and, like, fucking... I was like, yeah, you definitely stabbed in the throat. Because you said that's where you're aiming, right?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you got blood spread all over you. And then I was like, and you used an illusion spell, so it didn't change.
Nope.
And the wolves figured it out.
Fantastic.
Would have been funny. I should have even thought of that. Like, the wolves, like, I smell a gnome. What's going on now?
I mean, yeah, they do have good sniffers, but...
No, it was fine. It doesn't matter. They were coming in. No matter how that played out.
I brought sheep. That's the reason I brought sheep, was for there to at least be, like, some kind of sheepish scent.
Yeah.
I didn't expect everyone to come with me. I thought it was me and some sheep on the hill with, like, a shepherd. You know? And then everyone else is there, and I'm like, oh, fuck it. What's my plan for a world of team?
No, you did not.
I was just like, whatever. This is fine. This is exciting.
It worked out in the long run.
It was great. Good times we had. Wolves were shabbed. Wolves were saved. Towns were saved. We got paid.
Pretty much. That's all that matters in the end, is that you got paid.
I like being a con man. It's really fun.
I imagine.
Lying through my teeth is really fun, too.
Also, it was all like, how many potions and this and that. It's like, fuck, I just was trying to, like, get you guys interested in the next fucking, like, job to try to, like, continue on this campaign.
Money.
And it's like, I already just gave you guys, like, 800 gold, man.
Level 3, though.
Hmm?
Level 3, though. Oh, you mean for the town?
Like, yeah.
From that standpoint, yeah.
I'm like, fuck. I'm like, well, what would the fucking...
I guess this place is Monopoly on the sheep farming.
I don't even know what they're supposed to... The sheep is apparently a big fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it's big on trade.
Mm-hmm.
Sheep
are, like, probably one of the most useful, like, cattle.
Oh, yeah.
Production. I mean, I don't warrant using this cattle, all of a sudden, to say, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's D&D.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's funny, because the sheep just disappeared. It's like, they didn't, like, the maps and everything for Wolves of Welton don't even fully explain, like, it's like, oh, they're working on a fence. Where? Where are they working on a fence? I don't know where this fence was.
Yeah, really.
There's, like, so much to you guys. Like, that's the thing I hate about, like, this one wasn't bad because it was a short one, even though it took us a while to get through it all.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, like, an hour or two.
But, no, I just, like, Phandelven is just, like, so much to remember, and I hate remembering stuff that's, like, doesn't even come up at all.
So long.
Like, the fact that there was, like, a fucking pen of pups and shit in, like, the back of the cave and all this stuff.
I'd come up with you two in there.
Yeah, I, like, completely sidestepped the owlbear stuff.
Yeah.
Because I figured you guys had fought a lot.
Also, we had no reason to fight an owlbear. We were there to get paid for a reason.
Well, that's what I was saying when you heard, like, the crashing. I was like, oh, there's...
What, was this supposed to come out of?
It's a possibility.
Oh, okay. Well, we heard it.
No, I was just, like, I rolled, and then it got high enough that I'm like, oh, no, I'm not going to do it. And I just was like, you hear crashing off in the distance. Sweet. Saying it was, like, in the area, and then it was like, if you guys decided to chase after it, I was gonna be like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I was trying to get it through you guys that it was bigger than a bear, but not quite like a troll or a giant.
Alright, that's fair. I was gonna put Nick, I don't mean to cut it off.
Yeah, that's fine. I was gonna end it soon too. So thanks for listening. Tim, say bye.
Alright, well, it's been really good, everyone. I hope you guys learned a lot. What all stupid shit we talked about today? Like,
I didn't say sign off. I said say bye.
Yeah, well, yeah. I hope you guys learned a lot today. Everything that we had to tell you about everything.
Yeah, so thanks for listening. This was Misguided Misinformed. That was Tim trying to sign off and steal my job, apparently.
Yep.
But fuck him. He doesn't have access. Well, he does have access to the computer. But he doesn't know exactly what to do. So, yeah, fuck him. You know, you just remember who calls the shots here, Bubbles. Shit, I could have done that better. Anyways, we had Steven.
Stupid googly-eyed bastard.
Julian! That was
Trailer. Hey, Julian!
Yeah, that's it. Trailer Park Boys reference.
Because we're Canadian.
Yeah, and also we love that show.
And also we love that show.
So, I am the not googly-eyed Josh. I got glasses, but I'm not googly-eyed. I'm not Bubbles.
That's not true. You don't fucking know you're googly-eyed, dude. Stop trying to...
Don't fucking... I don't got, like, bottle cap fucking, like...
Yeah, you do. You know what we call it? It's called atrophoria.
I don't know what that means.
Because if you don't know if they're looking at you, they're looking for you. When they're cross-eyed. You got googly eyes.
That just seems so mean to say.
It is really mean, but it's fucking funny. And that's what we're all about here at...
Oh.
Misguided and melancholy.
The missing don't. The best is when the cross-eyed stuff. Every time people talk about being cross-eyed, all I can think of is when Gavin was talking about Dan, his like buddy from back home, and from Gavin from Rooster Teeth, and he's talking about how Dan seems to be attracted to cross-eyed girls, and he was dating this one cross-eyed girl, and like then they finally broke up. And I guess Dan was like, oh, I can't believe this girl was, like, so cross-eyed. I never saw it before. And then apparently it was, like, 2 weeks later, Dan starts dating another girl. And she's even more cross-eyed than the first girl.
Oh my God.
And Gavin was like, are you fucking shitting me? Like, what are you, this has to be, are you having a laugh? Are you having a laugh?
Oh my God.
It was too funny. But yeah, so that this was Misguided and Misinformed. Thanks for listening. We're glad that have your continued support.
Yeah,
for now.
Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, I don't know how to sign this off.
Bye.